Hi, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, that works.
Work, doesn't it? We can just launch right into
it. Go.
Someone left a comment on the last podcast. Here's what it says. It says, RIP to the rated 5 stars on iTunes bit. That's right. Because we are no longer, from February 16th, going to be present on the iTunes platform. We're only on Spotify and YouTube. Yeah. And Spotify 1 week before YouTube.
Yeah. And Spotify has video now.
They do have video. Does. So if you want the podcast fresh, Spotify is your place to go from the 16th of February. That's right, right?
Yeah. I believe.
Probably.
But yeah, we can no longer be doing every podcast the bit of saying rated 5 stars on iTunes by this person because we don't like iTunes. We no longer love them.
Yeah.
Fucking iTunes.
I know, right? Yeah.
We're going to have to switch over to YouTube comments.
I heard iTunes never shaves their legs.
Well, it's their preference.
Yeah, but it's kind of weird.
It's kind of weird. It's weird in the sense that most people shave their legs these days. If they're female, most men don't.
Do you think iTunes is female?
I don't know. I never really got that vibe. I feel like they're kind of just androgynous.
No, I just meant because it's useless. So I assumed it was female.
Yeah, it's always telling me what to fucking listen to, you know?
Exactly.
Hello, this is your daily dose of misogyny.
Welcome back. This is Misogyny with Matt.
Misogyny with Matt.
There's a new segment.
Every week, Matt gets his own segment where he's just a little bit misogynist. Okay. Just a little bit, though.
All I'm saying is you hear them talking about women's rights, but I never heard one admit when they're wrong. So all I'm saying.
Oh, he's just got these badges backed up in the arsenal.
I actually do have tweets backed up.
Oh, shit. That was a good one.
What a zinger.
Don't steal that. I'm tweeting that immediately after this, okay?
Well, obviously, Matt's on the show.
Oh, hey.
Zuckles is here, Mason.
G'day.
Toby's here.
Hello.
Swagger's here.
Hey, we're Pimp Chimpin'.
I'm here. And arguably, we are Pimp Chimpin'. Why is that?
You see, humanity is but that of an evolved primate creature, like an ape or a monkey. Right? And what is it that all of us want?
Bosey.
Pussy.
Pussy. That's true.
Lies and pussy.
That's
and
right.
What do pimps do?
I don't know, bro. I like.
Oh, they get pussy. Shit.
They get.
Oh, they provide pussy.
They provide pussy and receive it. Mm. They're in control. So we, as large evolved primates, are primarily.
Primates.
No.
Shit.
You know, I think you're onto something because I think everyone does just want pussy.
You can make a religion out of that.
Even women.
All men, apart from gay men, I guess.
Yeah, but they don't count.
They don't count.
Gay men, asexuals, straight men who are off put by pussy.
Okay.
They don't count either.
So most people want pussy. Yeah. Straight women, they want pussy too. They just don't admit it.
Yeah.
Because, you ever see a straight woman that's like, yeah, I'll fuck my best friend?
Yeah, it's scientifically proven.
All the time. Straight women are always just like, yeah, I'll fucking make out with some women at a bar. You don't see straight men going, yeah, I'm going to make out with fucking dudes at a bar.
Yeah, but that's because we live in an oppressive society that makes men feel bad for being gay.
That's true, actually. Yeah. I think it would be epic if guys did that.
Yeah, that would be interesting, wouldn't that, if it was just as common for dudes to make out.
I mean, it happens, but it's not common.
Yeah, it's not common. I guess in this day and age, it's a lot more common.
All right. Now, you two kiss.
He's got the mask on. That doesn't count.
What if there was a mutation for men that
made them not like pussy?
No, it provided them with two penises, and one was attracted to women, and one was attracted to men.
Oh.
That sounds like a great sitcom.
But why would you need two
dicks living together in the same pair of underpants? One likes men, the other likes women.
That's some weird ass Adult Swim shit. You'd see at 3 a.m.
Yeah. Some crackhead cartoon. Some Michael Cusack shit.
Too many dicks.
Who's Michael Cusack?
he's like one of the he's like a really big animator.
What's a show of his I've seen?
Fuck, dude. It was a lot of online stuff. I think he had done work with Smiling Friends, which was a Adult Swim pilot, and Psychic Pebbles was also doing.
Oh, was he a Newgrounds kid?
Weird shit, then.
I'm pretty sure he might have had roots in Newgrounds, but goddamn.
Newgrounds is where I used to, there were these games on Newgrounds.
Yeah, hentai games.
No, not hentai games. It was just a photo of a woman, and they would have cartoon clothes on, and you could take the clothes off and put different clothes on.
Yeah. Right.
But as a preteen, it was just take the clothes off. Wow, that's epic. And then go to the next game.
Man, I wish there was a website just filled with naked people for me to look at. But
yeah, but a game's kind of, it's an interactive. There was one called El Zacco's Bitches. I still...
El Zacco's Bitches.
I still remember it. And you had to click you had to click on their clothes and then it would like slowly take it down. So you had to click like 10 times for it to fully come off.
Wow.
It's like an animation.
It's like,
you know?
cookie clicker.
Yeah, cookie clicker for pussy.
Coochie clicker.
Coochie clicker.
Talk about earning that dopamine. You know, gotta get those 10 clicks.
Exactly.
In.
And it was
fucking scroll the mouse wheel, like stimulate the clit.
Here we go with the clit again. Matt thinks it's hard to find a clit.
Is it that hard?
Have you ever used a map?
A what?
A map.
GPS works.
GPS.
I use my phone.
With Neuralink, you could probably use GPS.
With Neuralink.
Yeah.
It's interesting you bring that up because we actually have a Neuralink right here and popped it on your head. How do you feel?
The same, I guess. This shit's evolutionary.
I don't think it's calibrated correctly.
Yeah, probably not.
Here, give it here.
I don't even know how Neuralink works.
Oh, here we go. It's going on Swagger's head, and he's got the... Oh, he's spazzing out. Something's going on there.
Beep, beep, boop, beep, beep.
He's turned into a... He communicates only in binary now.
11001011111111111110.
It's just a spam donation.
Swagger, I know that you're a robot, but that doesn't mean you have to be like obscenely racist at the same time. Right? There's no need to say that kind of stuff on the podcast. Just because you hate all humans and want them to die because they've been enslaving your people for, you know, a long time now.
Well, that's really insensitive of you to call them his people. They aren't people, they're robots.
True. Does that offend you?
No.
Oh, he said no. He's learning.
Machine learning.
I hope we have robot pals in the future. I'm so sick of my real friends.
Yeah. Did you guys see the new Boston Dynamics video that they did with Spot?
The one where they were dancing?
No, there's a new one. Yeah, Spot's the yellow dog robot.
Yeah.
They could walk around and shit. He said the video's title is Spot's Got an Arm. And, you know, they put the arm on it, but they pretty much showed... You know, it can open doors, it can turn levers, it can turn valves, it can pick
shit
up. Get
a gun and shoot someone?
Oh, dude, easily.
Crazy.
So easily, but like, fucking wild. They had a bit where like, there was one robot and it was just jumping rope. It was just jumping when the rope would come. And I remember looking at that being like, oh yeah, I know he can jump, but what does this have to do with anything? And then it zooms out and then there's two other robots with their arms on the jump rope fucking spinning it around.
That's epic.
Fucking crazy.
We should buy one of those dog robots. I don't think any YouTubers have done that yet.
No, we should. We totally should.
You got a spare, you know, 15 million? Grand. How much are they?
75 grand, and Offline TV's already done it.
They're 70, are they? They're 75 grand?
Yeah.
That's so cheap.
Well, that's like the base model, and then you can add stuff to it.
But you can just make your own shit.
Like cameras and shit. I don't know.
Oh, cool.
I think Michael Reeves was going to make it so that it held beer in it, and then it would pee beer.
I watched X-Men the other night. And,
They
made there was these robots in it. I think they're called Sentinels, and they like can detect a mutant, like different form of blood.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I reckon robots going to be able to do that, man. They're going to like have X-ray vision or some shit.
Detect mutants.
Yeah. All the trans people.
Can they tell us what the fuck this is then? Wrapped in tape? The hell is this?
Yeah, what the hell is this thing on the table?
It looks like a pipe bomb.
It does look like a pipe
bomb. But it smells
good.
Oh, that's a good sniff. What does it smell like?
Oh, it smells... What does it smell like, Matt? The clit?
He doesn't know what that smells
like. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that smells like.
Whatever it is, it smells good, and it's a very new Gamersupps flavor.
Oh my god.
Which we'll be releasing very shortly. And we've had a special hand in creating this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have. It's our own personal flavor, actually, for the Misfits, and it's releasing soon. We would tell you what it smells like, but that would give away what the flavor is.
What is your personal flavor?
My personal flavor is...
Zany?
Yeah, it's a zany with a hint of sorrow.
that's one hell of a cocktail.
Yeah, on the rocks, you know. What about you? What's your
Wait, you've got sorrow on the rocks?
Yeah.
It sounds like a suicide joke.
Sorrow on the rocks?
Yeah. It's not, but...
Okay. Like a really sad man on meth.
Yeah, that works. Are you a sad man? Oh, no, but he's got the zaniness.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's why I don't need the meth.
Oh.
I'm already zany enough.
Okay, that makes sense.
But yeah, guys, anyway, this is our new flavor. It's coming out soon. Get hyped. It's delicious. It's the best one yet. Everyone that tries it is like, oh my god, I have not tasted a Gamersupps flavor this good. It's because we paid them to say that.
Yeah.
No, it's actually a very good flavor. I'm just fucking around. Coming out soon. What's the date? Anyone know?
Nope.
We all forgot.
Hopefully in the next 2 weeks.
Well,
We'll update you next podcast with more information.
That's right.
Now, in regards to this, gamersubs.gg, use code Misfits for 10% off.
For 10% off. Now onto the real show. Mace has got something he really wants to say.
Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah, mate. Come on, don't be shy.
I don't know,
come on,
man.
Say the thing. You were saying it before.
Know.
You're like,
oh. Let's, you know, like, I reckon fucking, if you could have any fucking, like, not superpower, but like some type of, like...
ability?
Ability, like, but like in the past during like the fucking, whether there's knights and shit, you know.
So medieval times.
Like sorcery.
Right.
So like, wizardry powers.
Kind of like King Arthur type shit with the sword you pull out the rock. Like what would you have?
Pause time.
Pause time.
But that's like a superpower. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, we're talking like a
wizard.
I'm thinking like fire, cast your hand. Spell, you know, yeah, fire, yeah. Like.
What's cast your... a spell to pause time then? What's
probably
the dude
lightning
from Marvel
man.
That does that?
Well, yeah, there's, I mean, you can get away with that, I guess, but...
I'd want the ability to manipulate things using, like, my hand and my mind. Like, you just pick up a sword and then just start spinning it.
Like
and then
telekinesis?
Just, like, throw it at people.
He just wants the force.
Well, I had a dream last night that I had this sword that cut through anything. And
oh,
it was
yeah?
Like, I was cutting through concrete and shit and it just sliced it through.
Is
like,
this to start up an
hectic.
Infomercial?
Start a what?
Did it cut through bullshit?
It cut through all the bullshit, man.
Just straight to the point.
It's fucking great. Yeah.
That's sick. Wow, that's cool. What'd you use it for in your dream?
Well, funnily enough, I didn't kill anyone.
You didn't kill anyone?
No, wow. I was just swinging it through shit. Like, look at this cunt. This is fucking hectic.
Various materials.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I was doing.
Did you slice open anything interesting? Like
stone? I sliced through like a big stone pillar.
Cool.
And it just went straight through.
Righteous, righteous.
Would you imagine Mason with like a real life lightsaber?
Oh, that'd be epic.
Oh, that'd be so cool. It would be my best party trick.
Yeah, I reckon you'd be like the last person that I would give it to if I had one. I'd be like, nice to check this out. I'd be like, oh, how does this work?
Dude, I had a laser that kind of smuggled in.
Ooh, smuggle.
Zany.
Yeah, but like it was an accident, so whatever.
Ooh, Roger, little accident.
And it's like one of those 500 meter ones, and I was like pretending to use it as a lightsaber. Like,
500 meter?
It was like,
oh,
actually
in
like
distance.
1,000, yeah, and it shows the beam.
Wait, smuggled where? Like in
wait,
school?
Are you sure it was 500 meter and not 500 watt?
No, it was probably 1,000 meters actually.
Oh.
Like, doesn't light go forever?
What?
Like a laser.
Wait, no,
like,
yeah, but it gets fainter. It's more like it's effective for 1,000 meters.
Okay, that's fucked. And you were just holding it up like this,
and
like towards
like
the sky,
up the stars and shit. Well,
you know how fucked
fuck?
Up that is.
What
you can fucking what if your beam hit a plane or a helicopter?
Yeah, but it's not like I'm pointing it at it. Like it'll just be like a shooting star to someone in a plane. You know?
Yeah,
like,
but a shooting star that's green and it goes down to earth.
So an alien or something
blinds them.
Yeah,
like, yeah, yeah, I don't know.
What if there's two pilots in a cockpit somewhere? Cockpit. And they just spilled coffee all over the dashboard, and it's a disaster, and they're like, oh no, this is going to be okay as long as we can see what we're doing. So when you come in with your fucking piece of shit laser, straight in the eye, I can't see anymore! They start just like making it worse. Plane starts descending.
But that's why there's two
passengers
pilots.
Start screaming.
For that exact scenario.
Yeah, here's the catch. The other pilot
is blind.
The other pilot is blind.
The seeing eye dog is there to help.
Yeah, he's just an old dog. They let him through because of his charisma alone, and somehow he became a pilot.
Well, shit happens. So.
It does happen. Dude. Can't you fly a helicopter?
I have flown a helicopter. I can't legally fly a helicopter.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's fun. I don't have much else to say.
You brought up UFOs, Mace. UFOs and aliens. I saw this video that was like, it was kind of like the world's most convincing alien abduction story, and it was from the 1970s.
I'm convinced.
Does it end with a Mercedes bending?
No.
Okay,
no.
It's not a joke.
So basically, what had happened was there was a bunch of people on a logging site, and they were working like entire days, entire nights on this shit, and then they were going home together, the entire crew. And they were driving. Cute. They were driving in their car all together. And then they see in the forest, in the woods off to the right, there's a giant light. And they're like, "Oh, like what the fuck is that? Like what is that?" And then you know they're like, "Oh, well, I guess there's no harm in checking it out. It could be a forest fire. It could, you know, it might
well,
as well."
That's how every movie
see
starts.
How it is.
No.
And then they approach it and they're on the edge of the forest and like they see this giant UFO like hovering above. The forest, and this guy gets out, one of them gets out just to look at it, and then just he's so like entranced by the ship that he he like walks towards it, and everyone's like, dude, what are you doing? Come back, come back. And he's just ignoring them, and he keeps walking through. And like, then they all get out of the car, and then they're going towards him. And he's standing right underneath the ship, looking at it and being like, this is like the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. The whole underside of the ship was like intricate.
And he gets incinerated.
Well, he was shot by what they say looked like a bolt of lightning. And he flew like 10 meters into the woods. And then they all got in their truck and they fucking ran away.
They left him?
Yeah.
Bunch of guns.
They had left, and I think like a couple miles down the road, they were like, no, like, we have to go back. And people were like, no, like, that's fucked up. And they go, okay, well, if you can get out here and wait, but this car is going back and we're going to get her friend. And they were like, okay, fine, like, let's just all go back. And they go back, and they couldn't find him. The ship was gone. They couldn't find what the fuck happened. And then they were like, oh, you know, we have to tell the cops. Like, we have to tell somebody about this. But they understood that, you know, going to police and saying, hey, our friend is missing. Oh, how? What happened? Oh, well, there was a giant UFO over a forest, and it zapped him with a bolt of lightning. Mm. So when
they're partially convincing.
Well, when they told the cops, they were like, no, this is fucking bullshit. Like, you guys murdered your friend.
Yeah.
If you just tell us where the body is, like, you know, you're not going to get as much time and all of that shit. So, like, there was this huge media frenzy. This was, like, the 1970s. A huge media frenzy. Everyone, like, going, like, what the fuck? There was aliens, blah, 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 blah. And they couldn't find this guy. And they had search parties looking for him for, like, three or five days or something like that. And then apparently the guy remembers like waking up on the road, like not knowing what happened. And then he goes back and, he finds a payphone. He calls his brother. And then, you know, his brother was part of the crew. And then he was like, holy shit, he picked him up. And then like, he told his side of the story, and like, you know, because he's alive and well, the cops, you know, dropped any charges and shit, but it was like, this whole thing.
That man.
Yeah.
He said Barack Obama.
Albert Einstein.
Albert Einstein.
But no, it was just...
Wait, so...
No, I'm paraphrasing the shit out of the story.
Wait, so that's fundamentally the end of the story?
Well, he gave a detailed account of what his experience on the ship was, which was also really...
But he said he didn't remember anything.
He went up to the ship?
Apparently, it came back to him after a couple of days because it was a traumatic experience or something similar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought you said this was convincing.
I was expecting this to lead to a joke.
I was expecting a Shaggy Dog joke as well.
No.
And that's how I found out the Mercedes Benz.
I mean, here's the problem with that. I don't believe it.
Yeah, neither. Yeah. I reckon it's a hunky shit.
They're doing crack in the woods, bro.
Come on, it's the 70s. Why was no one filming on their phone? No, I mean, it's literally just like, you know, could be fabricated completely. Did he have any scorch marks from the laser? He doesn't know. How convenient. He doesn't know.
And I watched a video on it. It was like 25 minutes, and it seemed like
that's a complete waste of time.
I watched a video. I watched a movie called Transformers, and that was very convincing as well.
Oh, I saw. Yeah, they at least had like video of the shit happening.
Yeah, there's actual footage of these huge robots tearing through downtown Los Angeles.
That's wild,
bro. The cars.
You wouldn't
can
believe
transform.
This stuff. You'd think it's in Hollywood or something. You know?
No way.
The cars can transform, man. They're just waiting for some life to. Hurt us.
This is the second time we brought up Transformers, and
I'm all over it.
You're all over
it? Transformers, mate.
All over those
X-Men
robots.
X-Men, Transformers.
X-Men,
films.
Transformers. What's other some other top films for you? Some of the top franchises. What gets your dick hard when you're thinking about? Oh, I want to watch a movie.
Fuck if I know. Like something cool. Like
porn usually does it.
Yeah, or that, I guess.
Or that. No,
I
know.
Watched Trial of the Chicago 7 recently.
How was that?
Good movie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't seem that convinced.
No, it was good. It's long, and the entire movie pretty much takes place in a courtroom, but it's interesting.
I think I started watching that, but I was so stoned that I don't recall anything about it, and I fell asleep.
Yeah. It was just about these people that were protesting, and then the cops were like, you're going to jail. Fuck you.
Classic story.
Yeah.
And I guess you won't spoil the rest, because that would be indecent of you.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it.
It's not really a very human thing to do.
Sacha Baron Cohen's in it.
Oh, yeah.
Except he's not playing a zany character, so it's kind of weird.
I was going to say very nice, but now I withdraw.
How's this? If we ever make our own movie, we should do some Ocean's 11 type shit.
Yeah, we rob a casino or a bank. Or
I think that would be
fun. Art
gallery. Funny. Is that to fund the movie? Or
Let's start a GoFundMe. Guys, we just started No, I'm kidding. I'm taking the
piss. Us at a movie. Oh my God. Can you act?
I can play.
You can act. All right, give us a scene right now. All right, give him a character, give me a character, and give us a situation.
You're a bank robber, and he's the teller.
Guys, I have a plan. We're going to go fucking rob this bank.
I'm literally the teller, so...
Oh, shit.
I'm going to call security now.
I have a plan to rob this bank.
I'm like, just mashing the fuck
out. Hit me with it.
Well, hello, welcome to the bank.
All right, here's the deal. If you don't fucking...
I need lines, bro. I need to see you like what I'm about to say.
I'm sorry, sir. It's not really something that we do here.
You know what? Like, fuck this. Fuck the idea. We're scrapping
it. Hey, can you hurry up? I need to make a withdrawal.
So I'm in bank robbing.
I'll be the distraction. I'll be in the casino with the shirt off going, I just lost a grand.
Is this guy on meth?
Not even acting.
And then you guys just go in and grab all the cash.
All right. Well, give me and Toby a scene then. Because this guy clearly can't act to save his fucking tits.
I don't know. Okay. You guys can...
Should you just do the same scene?
No, that's boring. Come on.
I'm just good at acting. I don't know this good storyline part of it.
All right.
Let's see.
You be a goat. I'm about to milk you. Come here, you fucking little goat. I'm about to milk you.
Fuck off, you can.
And Oscar.
Yeah.
Wow. So, incredible.
You're fucking welcome.
Swagger, you are an upstanding guy. And Matt, I hope you know that you're the same. And go.
Hey, man. How are you today?
I'm upstanding.
Oh, he's upstanding. He's sitting down. He can't stand himself.
You're not an upstanding guy.
What the fuck? Are you standing? What do you mean?
Guys, let's not talk about Swagger's disability.
Let's not talk about Swagger's height on the podcast.
Sorry, man.
I can't believe that you actually
You roast me all the time, but you know.
I can't believe that Swagger actually makes us like put this fake chair back here to make it look like he's sitting down. When
my legs hurt so much, dude. They're so strained. I stand all the time.
Yeah, this is him standing. This is me standing.
Yeah. Swagger baby legs.
Anyway, let's get on to some stories or some shit. What do we got? Went for a haircut last week.
So the other day I was in the bank doing my job and this fucking really awkward guy comes up to me.
He goes, "All right, here we go. This is what we're going to do. I have a plan.
I am about to rob this bank." So anyway, security came and that was basically the end of that.
Yeah.
Never saw him again. Wait.
Oh, here you are. Well, fuck, there you go.
Yeah. How'd it go?
I kind of like this whole improv thing.
Yeah, it will give us more scenes. Come on. All right, genuine scene for you and Matt.
Okay.
Okay. All right, something from the audience. Okay, you are a 4-year-old boy. Yeah, you're a 4-year-old. Why? Why are you looking at me like that?
You can't act?
Do your job.
He's whining like one already. He's doing good at this. I like this.
You can't comprehend anything.
You're a 4-year-old boy that wants some mommy's milkers.
Okay. You're a 7-year-old boy and you don't want your mommy's milkers. Matt, you are the principal of elementary school. Timothy here has just been called into your office because he's been a very bad boy. And go.
Timothy, what brings you in here again?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
Then why are you here? Why did the teacher bring you here?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
God, I hate working with the mentally disabled kids. I'm done with the school. I quit.
You can't just...
Does that mean I could go?
You're supposed to like tell him what he did. You know, you can't just, you know... You're losing to a 7-year-old.
Oh,
you can't argue like that with a 7-year-old. You have to have some authority.
What 7-year-old argues like that? That isn't mentally retarded.
Hey, you can't say that word.
I'm sorry.
The neo-dead virgins are going to be furious.
What I do?
What I do? I say retarded. At school one time, Jessica told me that I had a stupid popsicle, and I said, "Jessica, you're a fucking..." I swore. Oh, shit.
Shit.
Yeah. Y'all ever do an escape room?
What?
You ever do an escape room?
Nah.
I've escaped a room.
Have any of you ever done an escape room? We've all done an escape room.
I
wasn't there.
Oh. Is this the weird way of you bringing up that you weren't invited to the escape room?
Yeah. So,
you were in New Zealand.
Remember that one time you guys did that?
Yeah, still hanging on to that. Still hate that you guys did that.
I really want to escape this conversation.
Why do you ask about escape rooms?
I did an escape room recently. It was Saw themed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was cool.
Like, is in the movie or is in, like, it was Saw?
I wasn't Saw, but someone might have been.
The theme was?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? So what did it involve?
Well, we arrive at this escape room. They make us sign a waiver.
You sign a waiver.
You know that apparently you can't actually lock someone in a room? What? Like, it's illegal to lock someone in a room.
Really?
They told us that first. They're like, no, you're not actually locked in this room. You know, if you need out, you can get out. And like...
Well, it's locked, but you can just... They'll let you out.
Well, there's like an entrance, and then there's an exit. And you can just go out the entrance again if you need to.
Yeah.
But obviously, kind of just that's not winning the escape.
That's sort of just what an entrance is, really. It can't function as an exit as well.
Yeah, but they can't lock you in. But anyway, it was the Saw, like the movie-themed escape room.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They take us to the room, and then they blindfold us, those four of us. They blindfolded us, then they put handcuffs on our wrists.
Thank you.
Then they took us into the room, blindfolded, and handcuffed us to a pole, each of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we each had these little puzzles that we had to do to get out of the handcuffs, and then the escape room initiated.
Uh-huh.
It was cool. There was like, it was a bunch of blood everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
There was a dead guy.
What the fuck?
Are you sure you're not traumatized by this whole thing? Because you're kind
is
of
this legit?
You're kind of like, trying to play this off like it was some kind of like intentional thing that you went to do.
My friend was decapitated in front of me.
Yeah,
we all, everyone died. I'm the only survivor.
Yeah, and how was that?
But I escaped the room.
Yeah, you completed the mission.
Yeah, I didn't break the record. But I was pretty good.
It just goes to show you can escape the room, but you can't escape your past.
Yeah, because my past was there. Pasta.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up, dude.
This kind of reminds me of the whole fucking, I don't know if you ever heard of it, like the horror escape room. Not escape rooms, like horror mazes and shit.
Yeah there's a lot of that shit.
And I've heard
US.
Stories like people signing waivers and getting their teeth pulled out and shit
what?
Like that.
Fuck,
yeah, there's like a really fucked up one.
And you win like bank. You win bank from
it. It's like somewhere in the Midwest, it's like you sign like this host of waivers and it's just like, they'll feed you like slimy food. Like they'll put you in a coffin for hours. And
what the fuck?
It's like legitimate. It's like borderline torture. And it's like when you sign the waiver and you do it. To my knowledge, like you're in it. And like even if you say like a safe word or like whatever, it's like no, there's no safe word. Like you're
yikes.
In it. So it's a really intense experience. But apparently, you get a lot of money if you can, I guess, get out or whatever.
Huh.
But yeah, they're not liable for any physical or emotional damage as long as it doesn't result in death.
Yeah, well, in Australia, you can't even fucking lock someone in a room, so that wouldn't go there.
Well, I mean,
the escape room was cool.
Well, that's good.
Long story short.
We should all do an escape room again.
I like the maze ones. In New Zealand, there's a lot of cornfield mazes.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
But like they have people with chainsaws running after you and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but like they're kind of bullshit because if you just stop and look them in the eyes, then they get all nervous.
Yeah, it's kind of corny.
They hate eye contact. You bastard.
I wouldn't mind there actually being like an element of actual physical danger. Like instead of a guy running around with a chainsaw, it's some cunt with like a taser.
Mm,
oh, right? Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
Like it's just like you can just zap you with the baton.
Yeah, if it's not like a crazy taser, then it's just kind of like, oh, that fucking hurts, but I'm okay.
Exactly.
I'm all right.
Yeah, going. I'll be good.
Because
yeah.
I feel like that would be more like convincing. Because like the whole chainsaw without a blade or chain on it is like, well, if I'm an adult, like, you'd be like, oh, you're funny. You're a fucking idiot. What are you going to do? Slice me with a bladeless chain?
Well, you got to have fun with it.
But
you know?
When
you're
a kid,
play along.
You know, when you're a kid, it's great for kids. Like, if you're an adult going with your kid and you get to see your kid get traumatized, it's fucking so funny.
I went to one when I was a kid, and it actually fucked me up a little bit. Like, the entire building was just eerie and scary.
Was it Spookers?
Yeah. And, like, they have, like all these paintings on the walls that, like, look at you as you go past and all this crazy shit like that and, like, ominous hallways.
That was, like, one of my big fears when I was, like, younger. It all stems from this fucking game I played called Hamtaro, Ham Heartbreak. And there's this one level where you go into a haunted mansion, and then there's this painting that the eyes follow you, and that whole concept like freaked. I was like a very young kid. That concept freaked me out. I had actually gotten my parents to take down a picture of like a Navy woman. It was like a portrait of her. Because
right.
I kept thinking that her eyes followed me.
Right.
And I threw a fucking tantrum and demanded that they took it down. They were so pissed off at me.
Wow.
I saw that shit at, like, was it Disney or Universal in Florida?
Yeah, it's like the haunted mansion. Yeah, I fucking hated that shit as a kid.
Yeah,
fucking
dude.
The eyes would like stare at you.
Freak me out. You go in the elevator and the lights turn off, and then it like falls.
Oh, I didn't do that one.
And then you die.
Yeah.
I went to one where they grabbed my friend and they slammed his head down on a table and smacked him a shitty down beside his face.
All right, you really need to get therapy because you just keep bringing up this experience of the escape room and your friend's dying.
Well, this is a different
so
one.
Clearly, like, it scarred you.
I'm starting to think he's orchestrating or she's orchestrating one. This shit.
Yeah, I like murdering people.
Who doesn't? So. No, it's actually surprisingly, like, rewarding.
It's cathartic.
You'll feel like a primal dopamine kick when you murder someone.
I could only ever do it if I was in, like, the Hunger Games or something, but...
Like, would you? Do you ever fantasize about that? Like being in the Hunger Games, like you versus 50 other cunts. In
not
the
really. No. It's kind of like it's just a bit. Lame.
It does sound awful.
It's yeah, that's what I mean.
But also potentially pog.
Do you think
potentially pog?
Do you think if someone was trying to kill you and you had a gun, do you think you could shoot them?
Yeah, I think so.
I think we can't answer that until you're in the situation.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I know. But
it's very easy to be like, oh, I could handle myself in a fight. Oh, I know what I'd do if I was mugged. I know how to like disarm someone. But when you have a gun pointed at you.
No, you have a gun.
When you have a gun pointed at someone else.
Yeah. I reckon if I ever got a gun pointed at me, I'd literally just go Rust Instincts and press DNA.
And what if there's no rocks around?
DNA together, just A and D, just left and right.
Well, I just don't know if like serpentine in a way actually is that effective. In
it is.
If you get shot, that'll be the end of your DNA.
Have you ever...
have you seen like those, you know, those shows with where you go through the shapes and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be like... Wipeout.
Fucking doing the moves, like...
Oh, that's
just, like,
smart.
Curving around the bullet.
Yeah. Literally.
I mean, if someone held a knife up to me and like I had a gun, I'd still probably do whatever. And, you know, because your draw distance, they'd just be able to fucking stab you.
Mm. But you could still, you don't instantly die when you get stabbed, though. So you could still.
Yeah, I guess it just depends. Because if they're too close and like then they could grab the gun, all that shit, you just got to comply. But if some fucking crazy crackhead has a knife and he's like 50 feet away from you, like 30 yards or whatever, and you have your gun, that's enough time for you to at least draw and then take safety off and then point.
Okay. Yeah, but I mean, scene. Like, could you, like, mentally do it is more what I mean.
Probably.
In the moment.
Because you feel like the adrenaline is going to kick in, then you're fight or flight. And if you're armed with a gun, you know, or like some dude takes a gun out, because you don't ever want to draw second. If somebody has a gun on you, you don't want to shoot on the draw.
Yeah, so always have your gun in your hand.
Yeah. All right, scene. You're walking down a road late at night by yourself. I enter the shop. Oh, I've just done some crack, and I've also got a knife, and I'm 50 meters away from you, and here I come.
Then you're on the ground.
Thankfully, I did all that crack, so I'm still coming. Okay, you've definitely got me. Now I'm dead on the ground. Last words, your silhouette appears above me.
Finish him.
Why'd you do that, man? Why'd you kill me?
Yo, we're pimp chimping.
Wow, that's really what you'd do? You'd say, we pimp chimpin' and kill someone?
Before murder? That would be illegal. You can't just fucking execute people on the street.
Well, yeah that's pretty good.
As long as
you illegal.
Don't get caught, ideal.
Yeah. The only way you could do that is if they still had the gun in their hand, because then they're still a threat.
Technically, still self-defense.
Yeah. So you, like, grab the knife off the ground, put it in his hand, and then...
Yeah, maybe not the knife, but if he had a gun, I hate guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Guns, huh?
They're fucking sick. I play a lot of Pavlov, so I reckon like muscle memory could kick in.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, but there's no recoil.
You're right. But I've also shot real guns.
That's true.
I don't know.
Shooting
man.
Guns is fun. I really wish there was a gun range here.
There are.
Yeah, but like for shitty 22 plinkers, and you need to get a gun license, and you can't shoot anything.
Wait, you need
fun.
A gun license to go to a firing range?
No, not
you
a
can't
gun
take
license.
Them home
you need
with
to
you.
Be part of the gun club or something like that. Like, you need to actually get registered.
All right, scene. Kind of cringe. You're at the gun club. You really want to shoot some guns. I'm behind the desk.
Hi. Hello. Hey.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I want to shoot some guns.
That's too bad. We only got plinkers.
Oh, what kind?
You know, blink, 22.
Yeah,
guys.
It'll work.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to shoot a 22?
Yeah, sure, why not?
All right. There you go.
Oh, it's nice.
Thanks.
This is a robbery.
Oh, it's a robbery.
Yeah,
oh.
This is a robbery.
Haven't seen this one before. It's not a real gun, idiot. Okay, this is Australia.
Oh, it's not real.
Take your trash ass American accent out of my store.
All right.
Oh, what the fuck?
All right, another day's work.
Makes sense.
Hey, let's clean up this body, please.
You said it wasn't real.
Just shovel, just sweep the body down the hole. Open a closet filled with other bodies. Sweep the body in the closet. Close the closet. Scene. Mm. And how many Oscars did we win?
Four.
Four Oscars.
Yeah, and only because there were so many closeted people in that episode. You know, such Hollywood powerful, loves gays.
Such a powerful stance. Yeah, yeah. Dead closeted men.
Well, so women can shoot guns too.
I suppose.
They can just fall backwards because they got little weak legs.
Yeah, little stick bug legs. What if a woman has a strong leg?
One strong leg?
It would fucking boot you in.
It's like the shittest hypothetical ever. What if a woman has a strong leg? Just think about
that. What if? What do you think would be the scariest insect to be enlarged?
Oh, that's a great
one. We talked about this.
Wait, you've talked about enlarged insects?
Yeah, because we talked about Eight-Legged Freaks, which is a movie that scarred me as a child about silly big spiders.
I reckon a centipede would be scary.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Scorpion would be scary.
Is that an insect or
something? But here's the thing.
Yeah, it's
a scorpion, if you enlarged it, would its like pointer still be pointy enough to pierce your skin?
Yeah, good point.
I could just crush your fucking head.
Because it would just be bigger. I guess that's true.
Like, what would be the...
Maybe, honestly, like, imagine, like, a really big fly. That doesn't sound very fun.
Fucking, like, just, helicopter coming
just
in.
Just a mosquito.
A huge fly just buzzing overhead just doing this. You know how flies do this with their hands to clean themselves?
It'd just be like a giant vacuum cleaner with
that's
wings.
That's like an air raid siren coming in if it's that big. Yeah, fucking mosquito just...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, because mosquitoes do be noisy, you know?
Why are mosquitoes so noisy? It's annoying.
They're a bunch of pests.
They're winged.
I hate when you're in bed and you hear a mosquito.
Yeah, the only thing beating faster than me in bed is a mosquito's wings making that fucking humming sound, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
You ever pull the wings off a fly and put it on the tip of your dick while you're in the bath so it can't go anywhere? It's like it's on...
What the fuck? Wait, all right.
Just gonna unpack all of that. So you take the fly, the wings off the fly.
Well, you know how you make those hypotheticals where you're like, you know, if you were stuck on a deserted island... What would you bring with you? No, this is like asking a fly. Like, you're putting it on your deserted island in the water in the middle of the bath. The fly can't fly anymore.
You actually pull his wings off and just leave it on like a little floaty thing in the bath. Like, it's like,
oh,
it's...
you like leave it on the, no, tip,
leave
of
it on the
dick,
tip of your
like
dick.
Like,
oh,
on the tip of your dick.
But it's got to like get away before the fucking like volcano erupts in the middle, you know?
Yeah, but the hot piss.
I guess that works too. It's another layer to it.
Another layer to it. That's terrible. That's actually, That's
you should see someone.
It's psychopath shit.
Yeah,
it is psychopath shit. Dissecting insects.
I didn't just come up with that.
Yeah, clearly not. Clearly speaking from much experience.
Yeah, it was a thing.
You actually have done this before.
No, not me. I helped someone do it.
No.
I was an accomplice.
I was an accomplice of the crime.
I pulled the wings off. It wasn't my dick.
How'd you pull the wings off? With tweezers?
With
your fingers?
Just with my fingies.
No fingies?
There's a big fly.
How'd you capture the fly?
In a shot glass.
Shot glass.
Yeah.
You just have one by the
bar. Well, there's an empty shot glass. It wasn't completely empty, though. Had previously had some syrupy drink in it. So the fly was like, oh, sugar. Flew in. Got a bit pissed. Whoa, a bit stumbly around.
Woozy fly.
Yeah. So I flipped it over quickly.
Yeah.
Caught the fly. Then as it, you know, it sat in the fumes of the alcohol, it got so pissed that it passed out. Lift the cup off. Very humane-like. Pass out first.
Fuck.
Wings off.
You're like the Bill Cosby of fly abusing. It's crazy.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Thanks.
The Bill Cosby of flies.
The Bill Cosby of flies. Oh, man. I always check fly media, and they're just... Your face is everywhere. They can't stand you.
What's the latest buzz? What?
The latest buzz.
That was good.
Yeah. The local buzz.
BuzzFeed.
Yeah, BuzzFeed.
Is that still exist, BuzzFeed?
Yeah.
Still buzzing away.
Want to know what One Direction band member you are?
You could make a restaurant that specializes in honey and call it BuzzFeed.
Use honey.
You probably couldn't call it BuzzFeed, though. It's probably copywritten.
Probably. I think it's already a thing.
Yeah. I've heard of that website.
You know what isn't a thing?
What?
Many. Well, that's the thing. You can't really articulate it because as soon as you do, it becomes a thing.
Well, yeah. Like you said earlier, ribs for her pleasure.
That's a great restaurant.
Yeah. I wonder if that's an actual restaurant because it's such a good name. Surely someone's thought of it before.
Yeah, I can Google.
Such a great restaurant. I mean, it must be somewhere. Probably somewhere like in the south.
Okay, click the first link when you Google ribs for her pleasure.
You know how it's called ribs. You know, ribs for her pleasure, right?
Mm.
Well, they say that God made women by taking one of Adam's.
What the fuck? They want more now?
They took one of Adam's ribs.
What for?
And they made a woman out of it.
What? What's wrong? What did Adam do?
Well, he just wanted something to fuck.
And he was like, I'll sacrifice a rib.
Well,
I would give a rib for something to fuck right now. And God was like, are you sure? Because I can take that very literally.
Yeah. So God took a rib, and then Adam was like, oh, Pog, now I'm flexible enough to suck my own dick.
Don't even need the woman anymore.
And then she fucking ate some apple off a tree, and God was like, what the fuck? That was my apple.
I was saving that.
I had my little label on it, little piece of duct tape, said God on it.
Yeah.
That means it's mine in the fridge, mate. She fucking ate it. He kicked her out of the garden.
No more garden for Eve.
Yeah.
Eve's out in the world wandering about barefoot and tits out, you know? No clothes back then. Imagine that. No clothes. What do you reckon about that, Mace? You like being naked?
I mean, I'm naked in most videos we do.
It's true.
It's true. He does have a natural inclination to the nude lifestyle.
Mm.
Being naked's great. I love living alone because I can walk around my house naked. I can take a shit naked with the door open. And that is freedom.
Yeah.
Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
I do like wearing clothes. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Clothes are pretty nice.
Have you ever walked downstairs naked?
Yeah, dude.
It hurt more to fall naked than being clothed.
I kick my nuts like a hacky sack back and forth when I go down the steps.
You have to see someone.
We have very large nuts.
Are they large or just dangly?
They're large.
Do your balls hang low?
Do they wobble to the floor? They're like about...
It's a standard nut.
That's a large nut.
Standard ball.
That's not a standard ball.
Well, I don't know. More or less.
The average testy is maybe like, the O and the white power thing that I'm doing right here.
Is that is that white power?
Yeah. This is white power. Symbol. The W and the P.
Okay.
Yeah, is that what that's for?
Yeah.
Huh.
So whenever you see somebody go like, hey man, it's like, okay, white power.
But didn't 4chan just make that a thing because, you know, 4chan?
Wait, but wouldn't it only be white power if you do it upside down?
No, this is the P, like your arm.
This is the P and the W.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Are you sure it's not prisoner of war?
No. Oh. Well,
what's their icon?
POW.
Yeah.
Huh.
Maybe it is prisoner of war.
Or this could be like what you do before you punch someone in the face, go, pow, like that.
Yeah, well, you could put it down by your thigh.
I think it's actually a dog. When you do like the light on the wall, I think it's supposed to be a dog.
No, this is a dog.
Oh, wait, what's this? That's more like a bunny, I guess. Oh, it's a bunny, yeah.
Everyone listening to the audio, we're just doing symbols and gestures with our hands. We figured that the podcast in auditory form was just boring, so we've decided to turn it into a hand puppet show.
Now we're just doing hand puppets right now. They can't see anything. They can't see any of the fucking hands.
Sorry about that, mate.
Motherfuckers.
Completely forgot. Forgot about you listening in your car.
Yeah. What do these people listening to shit look like? Let's be real.
Look like?
Yeah. Like, who are these people? I mean, we've met some of them at events and et cetera. They seem normal.
Yeah.
But they're definitely not.
They're listening to us.
That's true. I see some comments like, oh, you guys have helped shape me to be the person I am today. I'm like, bad. That's not good.
Yeah.
Why would you say that?
I get a lot of that. People are like, oh, you made me accept LGBT shit. I make a lot of jokes that are bad about LGBT shit.
Yeah, but maybe that helps the LGBT shit. You ever think about that? Aww. Ever think about that joking maybe just normalizes things and makes everyone have a good laugh? And...
Yeah, but that's like that's a smart, realistic way to take that situation. I don't like it.
We're not really about that, are we?
Yeah, no.
Being smart and realistic is so boring.
I prefer to be irrational.
Yeah, and stupid.
Yeah. Do you reckon if you run out of food as a soldier, you become irrational?
That's a great question.
You're just on a roll today with these, aren't you?
Oh, sorry, it's my only way of making human out.
Ah, I'm so irrational. God. I'm going to start making strange decisions. Like, I don't know. What's an irrational decision a soldier would make?
Killing civilians with a drone.
It sounds kind of like what they do already.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a good point.
Maybe they're just hungry. Should have had a Snickers.
Can I say that,
or are we going to have to bleep that out?
What, because you said Snicker?
Yeah.
As in the chocolate bar?
Yeah. We could talk about drone striking people, but we can't say like name brands, you know?
You're not you when you're hungry.
Yeah.
That's the slogan for Snickers. What does it mean? Unpack it now, Mason.
They give you nuts.
They give you nuts.
There you go.
And
nuts have protein.
Nothing else to say about it.
Okay.
Nuts are a great source of protein if you're a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Or vegan.
Yeah. Vegan. Or you could have, you know, chickpeas.
You know, vegans can actually swallow semen.
Yeah, well, yeah. We all can.
What do you mean?
Like, it doesn't go against veganism to, like, say...
Oh,
say,
like an animal product.
Yeah.
Wait, does that mean that they can eat human flesh?
No. Because the entire cannibal. Thing with semen is that it was an animal product that consented to be extracted.
So if a cow was like...
Milk me.
Milk me. Yeah. Then I can drink milk?
Yes.
If you can get a cow to say that, go right ahead.
If you can actually get a cow
if you could bridge the gap of communication between animals and humans, then like I'm sure vegans would be like cuz imagine like you plug in a translator to a cow and it's just like, "Yeah, I had a nice life. Just kill me and eat my flesh. It's all cool. Like, I don't mind."
Yeah.
Like the vegans would probably be like, "You know, sure."
Okay, yeah, so right? If I consent to have someone eat me, then it's vegan?
Yep.
Yeah, it would be vegan.
Yeah,
you know, people have done that, like fucking cannibal, like brought this dude to his back to his place and like sedated, and it was like completely consensual. Like, had it written down, like he consented to being killed and eaten because it was like his fetish or something.
Is it legal?
Which that sounds like there could be some duress involved.
That is, but just let this sink in. How fucked of a fetish is it? Like, how
I want
to be like I want to be murdered and eaten. Like, what? How do you even get off?
Well, maybe they...
I have a feeling, Swagger, that he actually didn't consent and that he was just put under extreme duress because he was in a hostage situation and he would have signed anything.
The cops walk in on him eating this guy's limb. He's like, okay, you're not going to believe this story, right?
So this guy comes up to me, he begs me to kill him, begs me for it, and then tells me to eat him as well. And who am I to refuse the will of a man?
Remember when that woman was selling her virginity?
What?
To the highest bidder?
Which one?
It was like, there was.
Don't they do that in like India?
I don't know. Fuck me.
That is generalized.
Why India? They do it in all kinds of places.
But there was this woman.
They have markets for marriage in China.
Wait, really? Fuck?
Yeah, like they'll literally go out to like a market square where like suitors, like men who are looking for wives, will go out and they'll find women. And
oh, but they
like
don't actually buy them, right?
No, I'm not too sure.
Not legally.
I'm pretty sure like they meet and then they talk about like, oh, how would you be a good mate for me? And that kind of thing. And then if they're like, yeah, that's good enough, then I think they get married.
Oh.
But maybe they pay for it, maybe they don't. I don't know who would be paying who in that situation.
Yeah.
Well, as
but
long
anyway,
as everyone's happy.
This woman sold her virginity on eBay, I think it was.
eBay, huh?
Wow.
And it was, like, legal. And I'm pretty sure she got, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars for it.
Really?
It was like, hey, I'm a virgin. Who wants to take my virginity? Sell it to the highest bidder. Hmm. And a bunch of rich dudes were like, yeah, I'll fuck this virgin for fucking a few hundred K.
Sounds like a good meme.
Yeah.
Man, that is
crazy?
That's pure capitalism.
Should I look it up?
Yeah,
capitalism 101. Was that the first thing monkeys did when they like gave them currency?
Yeah, introduced.
What, they sold their virginities.
Yeah, pretty much. They like started prostitution. Pretty much.
Yeah, it's like when they realized they gave them like I forgot what they gave them as like a medium for currency, but they told them like, oh, you could trade in this thing for bananas or for peanuts or food, water, whatever. And they'd given them like the currency to do it, and then they started trading with each other. And then they were like, if I give this girl 4 coins, then she'll let me fuck her.
Yeah.
And
literally
so they
pimp chimping.
It was literally pimp chimping, started prostituting each other to get coins to eat bananas.
That's crazy.
I mean, people have been capitalists since day one, man. Commodifying human pleasure is just one of the most basic things you can do, you know?
Exactly.
So, I've got the details.
Nothing wrong with
here,
it.
Guys.
Got
oh,
the,
yeah.
She's got the details.
A model from Azerbaijan has reportedly sold her virginity through the Cinderella Escort Agency for over $3.5 million.
Wow.
Mahbuba...
I told you it was in India.
Okay, she was 23.
Mahbuba?
She said she did it to make her mother proud. Okay. And so she can buy her house and they can travel. It's kind of wholesome.
You're actually kidding.
This website says 3.5 million. This website says 3.9. This website says 2.6. Either way, all of these are over $2 million.
Yeah, Jesus. That's actually worth quite a lot. I sold my virginity.
Well, I'm going to have a look at the woman and see, you know, what
would you pay
for
1 point some million for that?
Yeah.
But then,
what if you just nut in the first 10 seconds?
Yeah.
It's a fucking expensive ass nut.
You can't even resell it either. It's like a used car. It just immediately loses that value.
It's no longer mint condition, unfortunately. And you cannot resell virginity.
Do you guys want to see?
Yeah.
I mean, sure. This is all judged
this
woman.
That's what $2.6 million pussy looks like.
Really?
It's quite a sexy photo, I suppose.
Well, there's multiple. They're all sexy. But I mean, I think you're paying for the virginity aspect.
Yeah, she ought.
Would you pay $2.6 million?
Nah, I'll buy some apartments.
Wait, they all have sex with condoms. Oh, fucking 50% off coupon.
Wait, did you just say
one.
They all have sex with condoms?
Apparently it's like they keep doing it. That's just chick.
Oh, wait, it's not
There's
it's
like
not
multiple.
Just her.
Yeah.
Oh, they have a business?
You can just buy women's virginities.
Shit.
Jesus.
Man.
Things you can buy.
Capitalism, bro.
The world's a wacky place.
It is
kind of weird.
The world is actually insanely wacky.
Yeah.
You don't really realize that growing up.
Yeah, dude. Every second, there are people that are laughing. There's people that are listening to the same songs that you are. There's people that are getting murdered. There are people that are getting murder-suicided.
Half the world's sleeping.
Half the world's sleeping.
I thought you were going to say, at every moment, there's people laughing, except the people listening to this show.
Yeah.
It's the only place you won't find them.
Those poor people.
Those poor souls out there.
I'm so sorry for you guys.
Yeah, every day. Right now, someone's dead. Boom, someone died. My mom! She's probably fine.
You guys ever been swerved?
Swerved?
Like you go in for a kiss or something and then someone swerves?
No.
Move their mouth out of the way?
You do that in
the
car?
You do in
like...
front of the camera.
Hmm?
Like when for like videos and stuff. That's what...
Well, yeah. Or if someone's trying to kiss you and you don't want to kiss them.
That's when you serpentine away.
True.
One time I was out at the club, this girl was kind of hitting on me. Beautiful girl, gorgeous. Just wasn't feeling in the mood though. She reaches in for a kiss. I turned around and I just snake away. I just serpentine.
Yeah.
Just such a
flew away like a snake.
That?
Just like head down. But like actually running in a serpentine fashion is actually very difficult. It's not like the video games. It's not smooth. It's like a jagged zigzag away through the club.
Yeah.
So anyway, she caught up.
Yeah. You guys ever go clubbing?
No, sometimes.
He does.
Very often?
I went clubbing once with you, Maze.
Yeah, I'm the youngest, so I tend to do it the most.
What is the most appealing part about clubbing to you?
The seals.
I think the music, mostly.
The music? That makes sense.
Yeah.
And just like packs of people. Like I feel like it just gives you a natural dose of euphoria. Yeah.
Seal makes a great
natural dose of euphoria, eh?
What do you mean?
It's a real natural dose of euphoria you got going on in the club.
Oh, yeah. You know, like, you can enhance it.
No, it is an energy. Like, I mean, people complain about clubs, like, they're loud. It's like, well, yeah, you're going to a club. It's supposed to be a loud place. The point is, like, the energy in the room. There's just something about loud music and bodies moving together. And like just being able to
it's like the crowd, not just like you dancing at home to shit.
It's the conjoined energy of humans enjoying and appreciating the same bit of music, and probably a few of the same drugs.
It's like you could be a fish in the open water, swimming along, independent and cool. But as soon as you join a school of fish, then it's like you're part of the hive mind.
Right? There's a freedom in that,
you know,
because you no longer stand out. You're just a part of a bunch of fish swimming.
Yeah,
you know.
Don't you think it's weird that like. Cells are made out of atoms, non-living things that make living things, and then those cells aren't really inherently living, and then they make up tissue, and that tissue is inherently living, and it makes up organs,
so much more sense.
And then the organs make up your whole body, and then, you know, then you're like a living conscious thing. So what is it when you and like, you know, 100,000 people or like 50,000 people in a crowd are all interacting together like synergistically? Does it become a new being?
Mitochondria is the powerhouse.
Wait, it's the same person. It's the same person.
If you zoomed in far enough into a person, would it like look like a bunch of separate things?
Let's address his point, because I actually think it's an interesting point. It's like the idea is that when there's this many people together behaving in unison, it's almost like we're just one big cell, one big organism working together, right? Is that your point?
Yeah, kind of like, you know, my mentality, like people wouldn't do stuff that they would do alone, but they would do in a mob, which is why when mobs of people get together, there's more of a predisposition to violent behavior.
Yeah, it's really easy to get a mob to commit violence. You just go, all right, step to the left. And the mob's like, all right, that's fun. Step to the right. Clap your hands. Everyone's clapping their hands. Everyone's smiling. And then you go, stomp that cunt on the ground. Fucking stomp him. And then everyone's like, oh. One can't stop stomping him, and the other guy's like, well, if he's stomping him, I want to stomp him. Like, I've never stomped someone before. Everyone else is doing the stomping. I'm going to stomp.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, you got a dead man and a very happy crowd.
Yeah. And then he goes, three hump this time.
Slide to the left. Yeah. Mob mentality do be crazy.
Yeah.
Same reason that no one gives money to the homeless.
Are you going to elaborate?
No.
Okay.
Well, no, it's the same thing where, like, you know, if you know, people walk past homeless people all the time. Obviously, yeah. No one's obligated to give money, you know, like, I'm not going to act like I'm a saint who gives money to the homeless all the time, but, like, you know, it's just an issue and they're invisible people and, you know, everyone's ignoring them, so therefore you feel morally okay with ignoring them.
Do you remember that time we had gone out to eat and I think we walked to, like, the 7-Eleven down the road and there was a group of, like legitimate crackheads. They looked like legitimate crackheads, and then maybe 10 feet from them was like a busker, like playing guitar, like pretty all right. And I think it might have been Ryan or somebody in the group that had like $200 and just gave it all to the crackheads while the busker was watching.
Oh my God. Oh, that's terrible.
So funny.
What a shit story.
So funny.
I mean, you never know.
They're homeless.
Yeah. You say they're crackheads. You don't. Did you see them doing any crack?
I didn't see many teeth, man.
Well, maybe you never know. Don't judge a book by its cover. Maybe the busker was the one doing crack, and these were just a couple of teethless fellows having a yarn outside.
No, the busker would be doing coke like a real one.
You said
homeless people can't really brush their teeth, you know?
Yeah.
It's true.
You said it was a 7-Eleven, right?
I think it was a 7-Eleven, yeah.
Why do 7-Elevens always have at least one just like dude standing outside that is going to ask you for money or something?
Does it come with the door,
like,
or something?
Open the door for you or something, and you're like, what do you expect me to do? You want me to give you money to open a door?
Why are you confused by this? Of course.
There's usually an ATM inside, and because it's convenience store, maybe people go in and be like, I'll just get like a $1.
I guess that makes sense.
$1 snack.
Yeah, there's very frequented places. People have cash on them. So, of course, they're going to, you know, wait outside for some money. And good for them for trying to earn their money by opening the door for you.
All right, I'm no longer confused. I understand now.
You've explained it, and it now makes perfect sense.
It makes perfect sense. Hopefully, it makes perfect dollars.
Each along 7-Eleven, there is that many people screaming there all the time.
Really?
Yeah, I went in there to buy a pack of ciggies one time. This girl was screaming at the guy in front, and I was behind her in line. And then I was buying the pack of ciggies, and she comes over and just starts screaming.
Was she screaming about the low prices?
I don't know. She was just saying, fuck. I don't know what the lore was of the story, but she was just yelling at him.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what the fuck? Just sitting there, like, hearing it.
What the fuck?
I was like, what is going on?
Yelling?
And the guy's just, like, doing his thing. He's just ignoring it.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of, like, weird NPCs out there.
That's true.
Just scream.
You ever think about how you could let someone into your life, say a random NPC, say the screaming woman, you could have a conversation with her and just bring her into your life, and how that would change your life, and how everyone you interact with changes your life and sets it on a different path. You know, it's very interesting how the people around us affect us and influence our future behavior. No.
Yeah. Recently, I've been thinking about how like certain decisions that you made in your past, if you didn't make them, may have meant that you didn't get to the place that you are now.
Exactly. Yeah. Pretty much, almost all decisions that you've made in your past have led you to the present.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. It's called the butterfly effect.
Yeah, even if you had done one thing wrong or one thing slightly different, I mean, you know, I wouldn't be here now if, you know.
You didn't snort that water, you know?
If I didn't, before that, I didn't drop an epic freestyle in that exact server that Matt was in at the exact time that I logged on.
Mm.
You know?
That's true.
Yeah, or if the freestyle, you dropped the freestyle, but it wasn't epic.
Yeah, it was.
They just like choked up.
Yeah, it was shitty.
I wouldn't be here if I didn't meet Faceless.
Oh, Juggy.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Oh, because that's the connection between you two? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, if you didn't grief Faceless and you didn't get so mad about it, you wouldn't be here.
Yeah. Had that epic content.
That was a funny bit, though.
I wouldn't be here if I wasn't such a little shit and just stayed in the school I was at.
True.
Mm.
Well, because you met me.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And I would have never been here if I didn't decide to make a YouTube channel, I guess.
But yeah. If I wasn't so madly in love with Fitz, I never would have got to this point.
And if I wasn't so determined on ignoring Toby whenever she said that, then things would be probably pretty weird right now. But thank God I ignore it, right?
Yeah. That'd be weird.
Oh, man.
Oh God. Yeah, I don't love you. Please.
Imagine if two of the misfits were like just fucking each other, you know?
Imagine. Yeah.
So weird.
Cut that.
It's like, that'd be so crazy.
It'd be so weird, you know? The dynamic would be so different.
Do you guys think, do you think that everybody here, and I guess moreover, most YouTubers have dealt with imposter syndrome?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, of course. Well, it takes a lot of ego to think, oh, I deserve all this attention.
Yeah. There was this very interesting thing that, I saw, apparently, you know, it was like, you know, the imposter syndrome is somebody who's competent, somebody that is in the position and, you know, they're filling it and they're doing a good job, but they think, why am I here? I'm not good enough. I don't deserve to be here, et cetera, et cetera.
All right. Did you read my book or something? Because...
And then there's like, I think it's called like the wisdom
teeth
effect or the wisdom something. But basically it's like, and this is especially apparent for people in high-end fields, astrophysics, chemistry, like computer science, where, you know, they're starting, and it follows this curve where they're starting to learn and they're like, I'm getting good grades, I'm getting good marks, I actually know what's going on. And then the more adept and the more they get into like say a physicist just going from like, you know, plotting out fucking, you know, vertices or whatever the fuck, and then going to astrophysics or quantum mechanics and then just being like, I don't know anything. Mm. I know nothing. And then they get super, super paranoid about their ability. Mm. And then that hinders them.
Yes.
And then there's a thing called the Dunning-Kruger effect. And this is when... there is somebody who thinks that they're not, well, they aren't qualified. However, they have an inflated sense of expertise and importance and confidence that they shouldn't have.
Zootopia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just about to say, I almost feel like to have imposter syndrome, you kind of have to not be an imposter. Like, to have this imposter syndrome, you have to, like, I feel like you almost have to have that progress of, like, working hard and getting to the position that you got to in order to feel like, man, do I deserve this?
Well, imposter syndrome just implies that you are capable and you are experienced, but you feel otherwise.
Yeah. But, like, on the other side of it, someone that maybe just, like, actually did kind of go up and, like, get to where they are out of pure luck or something might not like get the imposter syndrome, I guess.
Yeah. Well, the Dunning-Kruger is especially comparable to people like flat earthers, to where they believe they're an expert and they're like, oh, well, if the earth is moving this fast through space and it is rotating and the earth does have a curve, then like I'll set up this test to determine it. So I'll set up, like, you know, a thing that's 12 feet high and then I'll go 70 feet this way, set up another thing. And then if I shine a light through two holes, the curvature of the earth would mean that I would have to put it higher to account for the curve. Mm. And then they'll do the test and then the test result will prove that the earth is curved. And then they'll be like, well, there's something clearly wrong with this method of experiment, because they're so dead set on this idea that they're an expert and they understand.
It's almost willful ignorance at that point, and normally it's out of, you know, protecting the fragile ego that built that world around their worldview, and they refuse to be self-aware enough to look within and let it go. The imposter syndrome is interesting because it really demonstrates the importance of between confidence and arrogance. Mm-hmm. And like how to navigate the two, and like how to like remain confident in your abilities and like be like, all right, like I know what I'm doing. I feel competent. Like I know, like I believe in myself. I believe in this, but without letting it slip to the point of like, you know, arrogance.
Where you're like, I'm the best.
You're too headstrong. And you know, and I think that's a thing that a lot of people in important positions or people with power or anything struggle with. You know, at least people who are authentic and genuine, a lot of people just will be like, oh, I'm powerful and I love it and whatever, you know, whatever. But it's tricky. It's a very tricky thing to do. And like, if you don't believe that you're competent at the job, then you're probably not going to do a very good job.
No.
But if you manifest the confidence somehow, you know, even if it's coming from in some ways an artificial place, maybe if at the end of the day you don't believe that you're as good as, you know, your colleagues think or anything like that. If you just like I forgot what I was going to say, but you know.
I mean, there's the whole thing of, there's the whole thing of like, fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't have confidence in a field, you just pretend that you're confident in your field.
Mm.
And then by, you know, pushing yourself with this inflated sense of confidence, this inflated sense of ability, you actually, you learn, you do, you get experience, and then you're able to, you know, do subsequent like tasks or jobs or anything that then fills your, you know, your knowledge of what you're doing, thus giving you real confidence and real competence.
And that's why so many people lie on job interviews.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of people lie in general.
Dude,
honestly.
Yeah, true.
Dude, I tweeted like yesterday that I was looking for editors. I got a lot of really good applications and all that, but reading like, you know, some of the emails, and you know, you have to expect that there's going to be like emails that just are written by kids or jokes or whatever. But man, I was really surprised at how, I don't want to be mean about it, but just how horribly structured some of these were.
Yeah.
Just like reading word salad.
Yeah, I mean, did they really teach you how to write an email in school?
I don't know
if they do.
It's
maybe
weird, dude. Public schooling in the U.S. was weird. Matt, do you remember taking the personal finance class? Was that mandated in your school? Had to do like a personal finance thing? Really?
I mean, it was an elective class you could take. It was called like home ed or something like that.
Yeah,
where they like
home
teach
ed.
You how to like,
who's cook, home?
Like how to write checks and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Who writes checks, bro?
Yeah, like
I don't fuck fucking
in
write
second
checks.
Second grade, they taught me how to write cursive and then how to do checks and all that shit. None of that shit.
God, yeah, your brain just gets filled up with so much useless junk.
Pythagorean's theorem. What is it?
Oh,
a squared plus B squared is C squared?
Have you guys ever received a check as a present? Like as a
gift? Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
My mom still writes checks, dude. She writes checks and she sends them to me in Australia. I'm like, oh, guess I'll cash this American check. American check.
Yeah, how the fuck are we supposed to get
Australian
our stimulus
bank
checks? How's that going to work?
Dude, that shit went right into my U.S. bank account.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm not going to fucking use it for anything.
Mm.
Wait, you actually got one?
Yeah, I got a stimmy check.
Did they send it to everyone?
Yeah,
I think
every
so.
American
like
citizen.
Certain requirements you had to meet, but I think we still technically.
Yeah, I think we received it. I received the first. I think I'm going
to
receive the second.
You have
to pay
tax,
I'm not sure.
On a stimulus check.
Fuck if I know, but probably it's
do,
America.
Yeah.
Oh my god, crazy!
So there goes, there goes like half my fucking check.
But yeah, moral of the story is fake it till you make it.
Yeah,
because people are drawn to confidence as well. You know, everyone's a little bit lost in life, and when someone looks like they know what they're doing,
yeah,
it's a natural human thing to be like, oh yo, fucking makes sense. I'll pay attention to that. Follow that guy.
That was the point I was getting to with the whole email thing. Is that the biggest red flag I could see in an application was somebody downplaying their ability or somebody saying, I'm not that good, but, and then it was just like, well, if you're saying that you're not that good, why should I even continue reading?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because with something like a job application or like an email like that or something, you are at the end of the day, like selling yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
And no one's going to go to a shop and be like, you know, the shopkeeper's like, this clock is like pretty good. Like, it's not that good, but it works. No one's going to be like,
yeah,
I'll take that clock over this perfectly good other one, you know?
Right.
That's why it's so important and useful to be able to gloat in a charming fashion.
Yeah.
Right.
Not even gloat, just sell yourself. Just talk about yourself in a way that seems authentic, but is also like selling yourself. It's
For example, instead of saying like, you know, I kind of give a good blowjob, you could be like, dude, I give the sickest gobbies. Like, you know?
Yes, it's very charming swagger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, point is, don't sell yourself short. All right. You don't know what your value is. And maybe you got more value than you think.
Or way less.
Or way less.
Way
you
less.
Could
you could be worthless.
Less. You could be a worthless piece of shit.
Yeah,
you
most
could.
Likely.
It's almost always better to think, I'm probably not a worthless piece of shit.
Yeah.
Where are you going to get if you're thinking the other way? You know? And just don't be a cunt. That'll be my other piece of advice.
Yeah.
You know? Mason tried being a cunt for a few years. Didn't really work that well for him.
Really?
We're ending the show. It's been an hour. How are you? You good?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're a little sweaty?
Yeah.
You okay? You're not nervous?
Oh, I'm always nervous, mate.
Aren't we all? It's 2021. There's a lot to be nervous about. Anyone else got anything they want to say?
No.
All right. Gamersops, new flavor coming soon.
Soon.
New Secret Misfits branded flavor. Soon. So get ready for it. Next episode, you'll hear more about it.
Soon.
But until then,
soon.
Gamersops.gg, use code MISFITS for 10% off.
Yep.
And yeah, get some energy. And yeah,
it's coming soon.
Go fuck yourself. Guys, goodbye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.